has come to a maturity level. I have a 4-year-old son, and, you know, when he was born, I had to grow up fast. And, you know, just staying in school and practicing every day, trying to get better every day, you know, just so he can have a better future. It's just been my inspiration. So, you know, I just think that's my motor that drives me and, you know, keeps me in the game.
His 4-year-old son, Collier, has not missed a game this season. He throw the football around in Rick's dorm room at Southern. He says it's great playing football with Collier. First and 10. Rick's got Vernon. Vernon makes the catch at the 45.
He can run the entire offense and get all these guys in the game.
Rick's to Vernon. First down. Holmes in the backfield. And 7. Rips. Overstreet's got it. Across midfield. Rips. Has a receiver downfield. It's caught for a touchdown. Rips. Fakes the catch. Gets inside the 15.
To the type of young men that represent his philosophy in life and in football.
Rips in a shotgun. He's going to run it. To the 10, second and 11 after the holding penalty. Sidearm toss. And a nice catch. Rick's on the first and 10. Little draw play. Takes it outside. He's got the first down.
But Rick's going to take it
up. All right, we are back. It is the Jaguars Journal. Hope you guys are having a good morning. Brandy B. Harris, Perry White, we are here. Brandy, you had the gala.
Yeah.
The University alumni. Federation National Conference Gala. How was it?
I emceed. It was a wonderful event. It was one of those, for those of us who matriculated. For those of us who matriculated through the great Southern University, you know that if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Oh, Lord.
And you know that when we face challenges, Jaguars rise to the occasion. Especially as a community. And the event, as the conversation we had here last week, was that last week?
Yeah, it was. With Carter.
It was supposed to be in the Union in the Cotillion Ballroom. And because there were some HVAC issues, I believe, in the Union, we had to switch to the old women's gym. What's it called? What's the name of the building? I can't think of the name of the building now.
Women's gym.
That's what I know. I've just called it the women's gym. But it has a name on it now. They have a name on it now. Like, they have a new sign on it.
Yeah.
On the outside.
It ain't quite resonated with us yet.
Right.
It ain't like the old heads. Not for the OGs yet.
So, but it was in the old women's gym. And it was one of those where, you know, they had to make a bunch of major changes in a brief amount of time. And they made it happen, you know, as we do.
On the fly.
But it was wonderful. And we got to hear from a president of the National Urban League, Mark Morial, which for me was a great honor because I can remember when he was mayor of New Orleans and brought SFS to New Orleans. Talking about, one, the importance of this upcoming election, the importance of HBCUs and, you know, what we contribute to this society and to this country and, you know, what we're facing, not just on the national election, but here in the state of Louisiana. They've already been told by the governor's office, hey, $250 million. All the colleges prepare. And we know that because we don't have billion-dollar endowments like the state's flagship university, that's going to affect Southern greatly. Mm-hmm. So it's going to require, you know, alumni federations and all of us working together to make sure, you know, that our university can continue to provide the services that it has always provided.
You get a chance to meet people you didn't know?
Of course.
Yeah.
I got to meet, shout out to Keisha Kelly.
Yeah.
That was my first time meeting her in person. And we both were shocked to say that because we follow each other on social media and we engage on social media a lot. And I never got to meet her.
Was you amazed at her height?
That she's very petite. I'm very petite, though. But I told her.
Keisha, you know I love you.
Told her the same thing that I tell everybody whenever they tell me that I'm small or that they're shocked that I'm petite, is that, you know, I have a big personality. So if you don't know me, you did think that I was bigger than what I am.
How was that talking with Keisha?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And, of course, you know, so many of our listeners were there. and they tapped in, so that was fantastic.
How people say, hey, I listen to the Jaguar Journal.
Yeah.
I watch you in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
Mike, how long we have before we take a break? What we got? Men and a half. Yeah, good to that was.
And also, tickets also on sale. Speaking of galas, because we about to be in gala season. Tickets on sale for the Southern University Athletic Department's gala coming up on August 23rd.
You emceeing again?
I am emceeing that.
Did August you shout 23rd, me out yeah. at the thing? Did you say anything? Did you mention? Did you say what's up? The shout out to Perry? Anything
at the gala?
Yeah.
No.
Man, come on, man. God, dog.
No.
Got to be no. better than that, Brandy.
I did not. I'm
but make
sorry.
Sure you get the athletic one. Just say, hey, just want to give a little shout out to Perry.
Okay.
Hey, my boy down there. Hey, co-host the Jaguar Journal. Y'all make sure y'all tune in.
Y'all tap in and
morning.
Tell me if I should.
You
y'all
just gave me.
Y'all tell me if I should.
You just shouted them out telling people to get their tickets. So, I mean, we might
me.
As well get that.
Y'all
little,
tell me. I'm looking in the comments right now.
Get
tell
that Jaguar Journal shout out
tell
at the
tell me if I should. Y'all tell me if I should.
Mike, should
raise your hand. Put a hand emoji
Thank
if you
Mike.
Think I should.
Yeah.
Put a hand emoji if you think I should.
Yeah,
put a
you
thumbs
should.
Down if you think I shouldn't.
You just
thumbs
gave them a shout out and said buy tickets.
Thumbs down or an X.
So when they buy tickets and they get the hate. Y'all make sure y'all tune in on every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 to Jaguar Journal so you can get your information on Southern sports, right?
Right.
Because I'm Brandy B. Harris. Hit the thing. Right. There we go. And Perry White. We do that every Saturday. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
Yeah. See, okay. Look, that's too hard to even. Look, that's too hard to even get her to do that. All right, everybody, let's get ready to take a break. We're at the top of the hour. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to talk some swag football. We're going to go through last year, talk about the East and the West, some upcoming ideas of what the season is going to look like and some changes around the landscape. So you guys stay tuned. We'll be back more to Jaguar Journal.
Southern was a little late to the game of football. They had started earlier in the CIAA up at Hampton and those schools up there. And when Dr. Clark became, J.S. Clark became president of Southern University in 1914, he had already visited Tuskegee and these Howard and the other schools, and they had a football program. And he wanted to compete with them, not just in the classroom, but also on the football field. So it started as an intramural. We had intramurals when we first came in 1914 through 1916-17. And then the intramural program evolved into the varsity, into the football program we know in 1918. Coach Big Charlie Holmes from Colorado State, he came here as an assistant coach, but he took over around 1922, 1923, and he did very well through the early 20s, but he came up to 26. He broke even, he was expected to do well, and 27. I don't find any records where he won any games there, and he was replaced. But the person he was replaced by was a legendary. Name is Bryce Union Taylor from the University of Southern California. Out there, he had been an All-American. He was a guy that stopped the four horsemen of Notre Dame, and then he went to Chaplin University in South Carolina in 27. In 1928, he became the head football coach at Southern University and athletic director, and he really put Southern on the map. He had a lot of firsts. First of all, he had the first All-Americans we had came under him. Therefore, he had the greatest winning percentage in Southern University. He won 85% of his game here, and he had our first undefeated season in 1931 when he was 7-0. But he was not declared national champ, but he was considered for that. But he was our first great coach during that early period, Bryce Union Taylor. We don't want to forget him. Arnett W. Mumford, he's a national icon in coaching. He had coached 10 years in Texas, Jarvis Christians, Bishop, and Texas College. But the last 5 or 6 years at Texas College, he was very, very outstanding. He won two swag titles, and he had won a national black championship at Texas College and 35. So therefore, Southern was interested in getting him here, and Dr. Felton Clark was very instrumental, the person to get him here. But his impact, it goes much further than Southern University and State of Louisiana. He won 12 swag titles, 10 of them at Southern and 2 at Texas College. And he won 5 or 6 national black championships. And also, he was very successful in the first interracial bowl game. the Fruit Bowl in San Francisco in 1948 when he played San Francisco State, and he won that game decisively. But his influence extended much further than the boundaries of Southern University. He was recognized nationally as a great coach. His winning record, he didn't coach over a period of 35 years, but and a couple of those years they didn't have teams because of the war. But he won 246 games, second only to Eddie Robinson with his 402 game over 55 years, I should add. And so they always had large supporters, and they would follow the team everywhere they would go in large numbers. So Southern became the team that everyone loves to beat, loves every Saturday. It's the toughest game we have every Saturday. So if they don't win another game, they figure if they win the Southern game, they had a good season. And because we carry a large crowd with us everywhere we go too, so a lot of people like that. And we like to brag about how good we are. And of course, that hips up. But it is a vista to the university, using the football athletics period to use that way to introduce the university to people who may not have known the university. Went through a period of 30 years, I believe it was, after Mom, until we got Coach Peach Richardson in 1982, 83. And then he returned us to the glory years. Rivalry with Grambling has always been there because it's an intrastate rivalry. And we played Grambling a few times before 1948, but after then, we didn't play them anymore until we became a member of SWAC in 1959. But fam, you feel that void with Jake Gaither and A.W. Mumford. Those were some of the greatest games that you ever would see. And they became our main rivalry after 1948. But the exposure that we, the biggest thing that we can say about the rivalry is that the Bayou.
Oh, he gave me the up. All right, everybody, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Mike gave me the up.
I'm about to disable the comment.
Yeah, why?
Y'all not about to be ganging up on me.
Ain't nobody ganging up on you. They keeping it real with you, see? Mm-mm. Ain't nothing wrong with keeping it real. Keeping it real don't mean nobody ganging up on you.
No,
Perry White, Brandi B. Harris here in the studio. Brandi, what seemed to be the problem in the comments?
Nothing. Y'all all telling me, get Perry's all right. Get Perry's
duh. Anybody that knows me know I'm
Mike in here behind the scenes like,
it looks like everybody's saying
that's
you should.
Right. No.
Anybody
no.
that knows me know I'm an upstanding guy. I'm upstanding, man. Look, I give you the shirt off my back. If you stuck on the moon, I say I don't have a spaceship, but I try to find one.
I'm about
one.
To push the red button. Shut down all the comments, period.
All this because I asked her to give me a shout out at an event that she's going to be emceeing. You know, hey, shout out to my boy Perry. What's up? Hey, and my co-host. Yo, see, she don't even want to. I got to pull just to get that, y'all. You see how they do you? You see how they do you? All right, good morning to everybody out there. Hope you guys are enjoying this Saturday morning as we're getting it going, rocking and rolling. Good morning to everybody around the Capital City area listening in Baton Rouge. Some of you guys may care about Southern. Some of you may not. It don't matter, but I'll teach you some things if you listen long enough about Southern and the HBCU landscape. Good morning to everybody on our YouTube channel. Good to have you guys out there. Hit that subscribe button. If you're just watching and you never subscribe, why not subscribe if you're going to watch? That's all. We just need your support, and as well as watching on our Facebook channel as well, all over Facebook and the different groups and everywhere else. Hit that follow. We'd love to have your support as always. And everybody listening in New Orleans, Alexandria, I know Alexandria listens back to us on Sundays. Hey, man, we are happy to be in your space, Alexandria. That's Central Louisiana. Thank you guys for everything that you do with the support and the love that you guys give to this show. And guess what? We are in July, so you know what that means? Football is right around the corner. And I know you guys in this dead period of athletics are just dying to know what's going on out there. And let me tell you, I don't know what's going on, but I can tell you what happened last year during the 2023 season around the SWAC. SWAC Media Day is coming up on July the 16th over in Birmingham, Alabama. Make sure you guys tune in to that as they're going to talk to the coaches and players. And I've never been a fan much of SWAC Media Day the way that the SWAC does it because, you know, although I love Tiffany Green, Jay, they don't ask enough football stuff for me. You know, coach, you like hot sauce on your chicken before the game? What socks do you like?
Oh, I hate. We're not going to say hate, but I feel strongly that that's not journalism.
That's not.
That's not journalism.
It's SWAC Media Day, Football Media Day. Talk to me about what the offense is running. Talk to me about some of the returners.